All right, KNED listeners, welcome back. Chase McNutt, joined by Heath Stanfield, the McAllister Public Library Manager. Heath, I know that I talked to you about 2 weeks ago. I know that you guys are in the middle of a very, very busy month. But first things first, man, just how's everything been going for you guys?
Things are great. We are rocking and rolling here at the library. You know, of course, we always try to go big for summer reading. We want to keep kids reading and keep them engaged during the summer when they're out of school. And even though we're in this temporary location, we have explicitly went out of our way to, like, not slow down. And so Monday through Friday, we've got something really cool for all ages. And we're really proud of the program we've got lined up.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned Monday through Friday, and you're not kidding. I've got the calendar in front of me. You have things every single day, and most days it's multiple things, and it's for all ages. I think last time we were here, I mentioned that on the calendar, it's also color-coordinated, which kind of explains, like, what kind of group it's kind of tailored towards, whether it be children, teens, adults, and then you have the all ages, and then the book club, obviously, as well.
Yeah, we want to be here for everybody because it's your library, you know. So we've got programs for literally everyone in the community, or we really try to.
And with that, I kind of want to talk about some things that have already happened, because we can talk about things that are coming up, but kind of just to touch on some things that maybe some people missed, they weren't able to get out, or they weren't for sure if they wanted to make it. Let's kind of just fill them in on that. I know one thing that we're going to talk about here last Thursday, I mean, you guys had a trio of things on Thursday, but I want to talk a little bit about Bart Taylor, who was there last Thursday. Talk a little bit about that, how that went as well,
yeah,
and then we'll get into some other things, too.
Bart Taylor, he was with the Will Rogers Museum. We had him here last summer, and it was so great that we had to have him come back. But he has written two books, and he told us just last week that he's working on a third book. And I'll tell you, we liked it so much, we asked him for permission to put one of his books about Will Rogers. It's Will Rogers and His Presidential Pals. So I didn't know this, but Will Rogers was friends with five presidents. Pretty incredible. But we put that story in our story walk. You know, we've got two story walks in town, so we're really proud to be partnering with the McAllister Parks Department to pull that off. But it's really cool. And he does rope tricks, and all the kids got to do rope tricks, and it was really neat, and it was a lot of fun. I hope to have him back every year if I can.
Yeah, and that was one of those things that was kind of an all-ages, all-encompassing type thing last week. That is really cool. And as you mentioned, if you're able to get him back, we'll be able to let everybody know, for anybody that missed out on that last time that wants to make it for this next time. Something else I kind of wanted to ask you a little bit about, I see another kind of all-encompassing, all-ages, was a family art night with KTC last week. Talk a little bit about how that went and what people missed out on if they weren't able to make it.
Well, you know, it's an all-ages program, Family Art Night. It was really neat. So I'm so proud of our partnerships within this community. But actually, a teacher from KTC came and hosted that class, and here at this location, and it was a lot of fun. I mean, it didn't have a huge turnout, but the people that came really, really enjoyed themselves. And you can tell there's a going theme. We're doing lots and lots of art projects this summer, so it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, and you know, normally you guys are open Monday through Friday, but I do see that coming up, we kind of covered some things previously. I need to preface this real quick, and we're going to talk a little bit about the things coming up now, and then I see on the 28th you guys actually have an event planned for a Saturday. It looks like it's the only one this month of this ilk. It's the Tabletop Gaming that's supposed to be on the 28th. Talk a little bit about how that's going to go and how you expect that to kind of run.
Yeah, so we've only been doing this program for about 6 months, but we've got people of all ages that want to play these tabletop games. And so I will invite everybody, if you're into Pokemon, Yu-Gi-Oh, Magic the Gathering, or if you want to bring a deck of Uno cards to the library, you know, we're having tabletop gaming on the 28th, and it's been really popular. I've seen it really grow, and one of our librarians, Mike Smith, he really enjoys hosting that, and it's fun to see people just hang out and enjoy some card games.
Yeah, you know, that's something that I feel like a lot of people don't think about when you think of doing things with the community, and that's just another thing about the library. You guys really are all-encompassing, and I think the last time that I talked with you, I talked about how important libraries are to just being a staple in the community, and I want to commend you guys for doing all that you do, and people, you guys need to get out there. You need to partake in a lot of these events, which there's still plenty coming up that we haven't talked about yet, and we'll get to that in a minute, but again, that tabletop gaming thing to me is really what sticks out.
Well, I hope to see you there. And thanks for helping us get the word out about all the cool things going on. You know, we really kind of imagine the library as the community living room because we want people hanging out. You know, this isn't our great-grandparents' library where people are getting shushed and have to whisper. You know, you can always hear people laughing or people singing children's songs to each other or people reading in the corner. And it's really an active, lively place. So
yeah.
Come and see us.
And we'll talk a little bit now as it stands. It is Monday, June 16th, when this is being recorded. You guys had your colorful characters earlier this morning. You've got some things going on Tuesday, Wednesday, but this Thursday is Juneteenth, and I see that you guys are actually going to be closed on that day.
That's right. You'll probably see some librarians at the Juneteenth celebration at Hunter Park, but they are off the clock, so thank them for their service and shake their hands. But feel free to talk to them about a book that you recently read. But we will be closed that day, but you might see some of us at Hunter Park celebrating.
And then,
cool tomorrow. Oh, I just want to say we won't have Wiggle Worms story time on Thursday because we will be closed, but we will have it tomorrow. So at 10 a.m., our Wiggle Worm story time, and we call it that because they're not supposed to just sit and be quiet and listen to a book. They sing and they dance and they read a few stories together, and it's really a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And tomorrow also we have a teen journaling program, so they get to kind of bedazzle and style a journal, and that's going to be pretty cool. And I think that'll be a special program, too.
Yeah, and by the way, if there's anybody listening to this that is curious about any other events going on, we will attach a picture of the calendar with the story online at McAlester Radio that will include every event going on this day or for this month. And one thing I wanted to ask you about as well, there's actually two things. When I see things on here that are only on there once, it kind of makes me want to ask a little bit because obviously you have the sewing club that goes on every single week. You've got the Wiggle Worms as well. But I see that you have a bad art night on the 26th, which is the same week as the tabletop game. Talk a little bit about that as well.
Yeah, so we have household staples. You know, you're always going to see our Wiggle Worm story time. You're always going to see our sewing club. And then we've got monthly programs that are staples too, but you'll also see a lot of just one-offs, you know. And part of that's for our theme for summer reading. And then part of that's we're just testing the grounds. If people keep on showing up to kids' art programs, guess what? We're going to give you more kids' art programs. If nobody wants to go to a chess program anymore, guess what? We're going to scale that down. So we don't just do what we want to do. We base what the library does on people showing up and people being engaged. So we really want to try to do what the local community wants us to do. And so we're doing a lot of these kids' programs because the kids are showing up. So, and that's really encouraging to see.
And that's, you know, kind of the one thing we talked about it being, you know, a pillar of the community. But for it to be that pillar, you actually have to, people need to come out and need to experience it for themselves. And as we've talked about, there's plenty of things for all ages going on. I wanted to kind of recap real quick. Once again, this is Chase McNutt speaking with Heath Stanfield, the library manager for the McAlester Public Library. Also, we mentioned earlier, and we covered it last time, but you guys are at a temporary location still at that 520 East Smith Avenue. And then if people have any questions, what is a good number that they can reach out to you guys for as well?
Absolutely. The library phone number is 918-426-0930. And as Chase said, you know, we are at 520 East Smith. That is the northwest side of Edmund Doyle Elementary School. We've got a great partnership not only with the city but with the McAlester school system, and they're letting us use this space, and they've been fantastic to work with. But this is a temporary space. We're about a year plus away from having your library totally renovated. It's going to be a totally new space, and I think it's going to be really cool. But until then, we're using the space, and we're doing the best we can to continue to provide high-quality programs and services.
And, you know, I think I speak for everybody when I say we're very, very excited to see what the end product is going to look like a year from now. But, again, you guys really do need your flowers here for being able to be open right now during this kind of transitional phase and still offering all the things that you guys offer because, again, it's a community thing and you guys are not taking that lightly. And so, again, I just want to commend you guys one more time.
Thank you.
And, Mr. Stanfield, go ahead.
I just want to tell people about some few things coming up that maybe we didn't have a chance to mention. You know, Sewing Club is doing some special programs. They're going to do a felt project this week, and then next week they're going to make aprons. So even if you're a beginner like me and you want to come learn to sew, that'd be a great one to come try. Chase mentioned Bad Art Night. I'll be at that one because I'm not that good. So, you know, I like this idea of Bad Art Night, and I'm curious if other people like it too, because, you know, kind of takes away that the nervousness about, oh, what if I'm not good? Hey, I'm encouraging you to come and do bad art with me. You know, it'll be a lot of fun. And then the 30th, we're going to do Wildflower Wonders. It's going to be a felt art, felt flower craft. It's going to be really cool. And then Weird Science, it's a kids' science program. They're going to do solar exposures, like photography, and that's going to be really neat. But Chase, maybe the most important two things that I want to tell you about is we have teamed up with the McAllister School System and some generous donations in the community, and we're providing kids lunches Monday through Friday here at the McAllister Library, totally free. So if there's a kid that would like a lunch, hey, and today they had chicken legs. It looked good. It smelled good. And we're able to do that because of generous donations and working with the McAllister School System. I'm really proud of that. But maybe the most important thing I want to tell everybody about is our summer reading log. So we have these paper summer reading logs, and all kids have to do is write down or have their adult write down books they read, whether they liked it or not. They bring that in, and they get prizes just for reading this summer. How cool is that?
That's extremely cool. But again, it's another thing that you guys are able to add into it. And again, I pointed out the Bad Art Night because that kind of stuck out to me. But again, even with that, you have so many other things for everybody else. And as you mentioned, the reading program, and you brought up the lunches. I saw that you guys had posted that last week on your Facebook, and I made sure us over here at McAllister Radio, we shared that to get that information out. Again, it's another just a great community thing you guys are doing. If people didn't already know about that, it's just another great thing that the library is putting on this summer.
Thank you, Chase. Well, do you have any other questions about cool stuff going on at your library?
I mean, you guys got, this is kind of what we've been telling people. You need to look at the calendar for yourself and see all the things that that the library is offering. Mr. Stanfield, like I said, we could talk about this for, we're already at about 15 minutes. We could talk for this for probably another 20 minutes with everything you guys have going on. But I'll leave it up to you here at the end. Is there anything else that you would like to add, maybe to recap or just to kind of cap this thing off?
Yeah, I'll end with saying come to your library, get a free library card, check out our location at Edmund Doyle Elementary School. You know, even if you don't do the physical books, you can get with your library card, you can go to our website, SEO Libraries, and you can get ebooks, audiobooks, movies, music, magazines and newspapers, and student study resources, all totally free just for having a library card.
Awesome. Once again, this is Chase McNutt speaking with the McAllister Public Library Manager, Heath Stanfield, once again for another monthly check-in. Mr. Stanfield, thanks for joining us, and I'm looking forward to doing this again in a couple weeks.
Yeah, thanks.